Cliff Central cameos on CliffCentral.com. This is CliffCentral.com.
Guys, welcome to what I think might be my biggest show yet. I've got two sensational people. One lovely, lovely lady, and the other a Buccaneer supporter with a beret. I'm just going to offer them a chance to introduce themselves, and then I'll take it from there.
Hi, everybody. My name is Farida, otherwise known as Farofai. I know other people call me Farofi. No. Farofai.
Or Gwarizi.
Gwarizi. Oh, yes. What have I done to South Africa? Yes. The Gwarizi girl. Yes. Hi.
Hi, 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 Gwarizi. Yes, yes, Kana.
Yes, Mangova. It's afternoon, everyone. It's Makashile Ghana, a proud South African. Orlando Pirates. And the DA lives in me.
Orlando Pirates and the DA lives in me.
It doesn't matter how we are performing as Orlando Pirates. I'll always be there. And the DA lives in me, so I'm a DA member of parliament. I've been a DA member for the last 13, 14 years.
Jesus Christ. So.
Wow.
That's almost as old as I am. But that's good. That's good. Yeah. Guys, this is going to be a bumper show. You can contact us. Our number is 0861-555-189. That's 0861-555-189. On Twitter, our handles are at CliffCentralCom. That's at CliffCentralCom. On Facebook, we are Cliff Central. On WeChat ID, we're Cliff Central. And just grab a seat, because I think this is about to get fiery.
This is CliffCentral.com.
Yes, guys. So Farida, for everyone out there who's been dying to hear from you, who's
yes.
been following the videos, who's been, even my mom at the moment is on some Gwarizi tip, and she doesn't even drink.
Oh, no.
So I don't think she actually knows what Gwarizi is, because she's now seen the video, she's just thinking this girl and I are like one person.
Yes. Yes.
Where did this all begin?
This started the one day I had left my previous job.
All right.
And my old producer asked me, so what do you want to do? And I was like, I want to act. And like, I want to sing. And she's like, so are you registered with an agency? No. So what are you waiting for? Like, what? Okay, so what do we have right now? I've got my Instagram. Okay, cool. So you can make little skits and put them on Instagram and see who likes them. And you know, with the more following, you get more platforms to showcase your work.
Yes, that's true.
So I created this character called Ntaib Seng. And Ntaib Seng is that girl who loves nice things, but English, zero.
Dololo.
Nobody's home. But you will hear her in the end, because she's that girl. Yeah. So I started, you know, giving her scenarios, giving her life. And I think in December, when I posted that Gwarizi video, I really didn't expect it to be that big. I was just like, I'm just going to mess around. So a pair of glasses, I was like, let me put these on. I never script any of my videos, so that was off the top of my head. And it just, yeah, it went.
It blew up.
It left.
I think I speak for everyone when I say this. The reason why we've all latched on to it and just love it so much is because it feels unscripted.
Yes.
Like the moment it feels as though it's rehearsed, then we'd probably be thinking, yeah, she's trying a bit hard. But what makes it so authentic is the fact that you just flow with it and you think to yourself, this is the funniest thing. I remember when I first saw it, I thought to myself, no, guys, this can't be real. Is this a real thing? Is she a real person? I had to call up a friend and say, Lalela, do you actually know who this person is?
Yes.
And my friend is like, actually, no, but I've heard of her a bit. And I'm thinking, no,
no.
You actually don't know her. It's okay. It's all right to say I don't know her. I'll try
cool.
and follow up.
Yes.
But I think you've had an excellent festive season. That goes without saying.
I did. I got so many WhatsApp messages of people saying, dude, people do not stop with the Gwarizi video. Like, everyone at the table is like, who's this girl? And now people who are my friends are like, oh, I know this girl. And people are like, what lame. Just sit down. Sit down, you don't
just
know.
Just relax.
Him. Leave it alone. No.
All right, cool. Okay, Ghana.
Yes.
How did you get into politics? What motivated that move, and from where you were, and then in particular, why the DA?
Thanks. I mean, my interest in politics started some years back, you know, during the time of apartheid. My uncle was an ANC activist, you know, in the just after Mandela was released, there was a lot of uprising in the homelands, you know, former homelands. I'm from Kazankulu, Tzaneen.
Tzaneen, all right.
Yeah, so there was that, you know, so you'll hear people singing all these struggle songs because now they were free to sing it. It was no longer illegal to,
they were liberated
sing,
and they
to sing all these songs in 1990 after Mandela was released. And from there on, I just got that interest, you know, to be involved in politics, followed the 94 politics, I mean the 94 elections. And we used to play like a little game. I mean, by that time I was doing my grade, my standard 5. Then now I think now it's grade 7.
We're the generation of great.
I started with substandard A. So,
that's from back in the day.
In the days, yeah. So from that then on, I just continued my interest in politics. Obviously, my uncle was a great influence because at the time he was a student activist in a college of education. So when he comes back for school holidays, we'll have some conversation there about politics. And I considered myself then a supporter of the ANC. But I was just too young to join the ANC. You know, you have to be 16 to join the ANC. I was too young to join the ANC. Officially joined it in 2000 when I got to varsity and started with my student activism there in West of Limpopo. But then in 2002, towards the end of 2001 actually, I started asking myself whether this is the home that I want to be in, and I started searching around for a political home, not be defined by where
your
from,
family you know, was or whatever. Yeah.
So,
all of that.
So looked around, looked several parties, and I was looking for one that had the most challenges.
I like the one that. So you're the guy that fixes things. You want to be a fixer. You want to be.
I considered myself that. You know, when you're still young, you look around and. The DAA, it had a lot of challenges. I was I think I don't know any DA person. I didn't know any DA person, and I sent an email to National Head Office, and they replied. They gave me the number of the provincial leader in Limpopo, then Mike Olford, and then he called me. Like I was this excited. The provincial leader calls me, then refers me to a councillor in Tzaneen, Desiree van der Waal, she's now the deputy chairperson of the DA.
Wow.
And I joined. At the time, it was just this excitement, you know, like from what I'm reading, from what I'm observing, the DA looks interesting.
All right.
It was not so much ideology at the time. It was, you know, it's I have this thing of saying, it's like when you see a pretty lady, you approach and then she says yes. Then things start developing. Yeah. Then date, and then you say now it's time to settle, and then you get to marriage, then you are like, marriage is for a lifetime, until someone dies.
I think Ghana, that is a very practical way of approaching it. Yeah. And I like the fact that you've explained it like this, because I think a lot of the times when people are looking at political parties, or people are looking at what works and what doesn't work, I think we have a very high up approach. Mm. Whereas the practicality is when I see a girl on the street, I don't know her from a bar of soap. Yep. I approach her based on being excited or enticed by her looks. Yep. And then I grow to love them. So like political parties as well. Yep. You liked whatever it is that you liked about it. And then now that you're in it, you realize, actually, I can influence the ideologies. I can now be part and parcel of growing up what works and what doesn't work. So I think that's actually very fresh.
Exactly. I mean, and the other thing that worked, I mean, in my favor, or that I consider myself to be, I don't like to go with the wind. So I like being like a bit different, you know. Like at the time, I was like, I know everyone is ANC, and I need to be a bit different.
So let me just be different.
Yeah, let me just be different and go where I don't know anyone else that has gone. You know, it's like you get a forest. Like you can either turn back and like, the road ends here, or you can actually say, you know what, no one has gone in there. It's an opportunity for me to walk in and create a path for others to follow. And that for me, at the university, I mean, I started the first DASO branch at the University of the North. I tried to start a branch in my village.
You tried, so it didn't work out that well.
In 2004, it was my first election. Can you imagine? I'm excited. Wow. First election, wow. 2004. I was too young to vote for the ANC. My first vote. That's the first election I participated in. And I was like, you know, I remember when I was going around the village, pasting the DA posters then. I mean, I was given like 8 of them. So I just, I mean, we didn't have electricity, so we didn't have a lot of poles to put the posters. And those 8, putting them, I felt like I'm contributing, you know, I'm building something. And yeah, we didn't get, I think we got something like 13, 14 votes.
But it was, I think it was 13, 14 votes that you wouldn't have had before.
Yeah.
So and, it's a step, and, it's a step and now, in the right direction.
And now we're like the second biggest party in the village.
That's very,
there's
very
a, there's a big possibility that this year's elections, we might win that voting station.
Wow.
Because everyone says, no, what? We remember you in 2004. I mean, I was still laughing. Like, 2004, you can just imagine how I was. But like, others said, hey, this guy is sick. This young boy is sick. But now, looking back, I say, every step that I took was worth it, because now people find it much easier to associate with the DA. Back then, I mean, you can just imagine, just wearing the DA T-shirt. I mean, I was given, like, I mean, I think 13 for the entire varsity. I mean, we're talking about varsity of over 8,000 students.
And you only got 13
T-shirts.
Oh, T-shirts.
13 T-shirts, yes.
Oh, wow.
To mobilize in the university of over 8,000 students. How much effect can you make?
Are you being dealt with there?
But hey, you know what? Today we have a branch there.
That's excellent stuff.
We are contesting elections, yeah.
I think this is why I've got both of you here. I think your ideology of why you do what it is that you do is the same. You afraid of wanting to be different.
Yes.
You knew that this is what you wanted to do. And I mean, you'll sacrifice for it, mm-hmm. and you'll go out and you'll work. But do you want to speak to me about, how can you call it, the backlash that you've gotten through social media?
I think that with everything that blows up, you always have a small group, or rather a group of people who aren't particularly going with the wind.
Yeah.
Right?
Like, how gone
because they
like,
want to be different.
Yes.
And everybody wants to be different in some way or another, just so that they know, people know their views are not the same. So, just like yesterday, I was reading something, and someone was like, I think you guys have given this greasy girl too much airtime, man. I was like, you know, I'm a bit touched.
You're quite hurt by this.
But it makes sense, because not everyone's going to like your stuff. And the people that do override the people that don't. So I think in my regard, I appreciate the people who send me emails and say things like, you know, I was going through a depression and I saw your videos and they lightened my day. That, as opposed to me reading a silly tweet from someone who doesn't necessarily think I'm as cool, is fine. I don't, yeah, it's whatever.
It's okay.
Yeah.
It's all right.
Yeah.
I think that keeps us going.
It does,
because
always.
Because everyone will always have an opinion. I think I said yesterday on Twitter, we've become the generation that critiques
everything.
Like nothing.
Yes.
We have got an opinion on every single thing, which is good. I mean,
it's amazing, because we get to debate with each other.
Yes.
And that way we all know that as we grow, you'll see people go into like cliques, like you said.
Yeah.
They're cliques of people who will... In that clique, there's someone who's not necessarily with the clique, but because they have to be.
They're sort of just lingering.
Wishy-washy. Not cool at all. At all.
I think Ghana, I'm looking now at, in terms of, our show is called Hashtag Young, Wild and Free. That's the name of the show. So we're looking at anyone who's young, and that can be anyone up till the age of about 35, maybe 40 if you stretch it. We're looking at being wild. And wild not in terms of, I'm going out now, I'm drunk tonight, I'm drunk tomorrow. We're speaking about making money out of owning a strip club, making money out of owning a nightclub. Where we now have all these avenues of finding ways of reaching out to people and making a difference. In terms of the work that you do, in terms of youth stuff, do you maybe want to walk me through some of the initiatives that you guys have got? And in terms of the DA maybe, or even you as an individual, what are you doing? What are the challenges that you faced? What would you like the young people out there to hear? And this is not just a South African thing, because we've got people who listen to our podcasts in Algeria, in Morocco, throughout the world. If you had the platform to address young people, what would you say?
All right, thanks. I think the DA as a party has got some platforms around youth development, I mean, leadership development. We have our own leadership academy, young leaders. I was part of that program in 2008, and I learned a lot. I mean, I'm the kind of a guy that when I learn something, I feel that if I don't share it, it's wasted. So as a result, from that time on, I started having this idea of having a kind of a political school, you know, wherein young people can come in and can talk about these political challenges, you know, things like what Penny Sparrow posts on Facebook. People can talk about them openly, yes. You know, and create that platform. And also be able to use some of the techniques that I learned in terms of transferring knowledge and experience to others. And in 2012, I started a political school with my friend Kume.
All right.
And it has been going on. We meet every second Sunday.
Jesus.
Every
Christ.
Second Sunday. The only time we rest is when the DO offices closes, you know. they close just before the 16th of December.
Just before the 16th.
So, like now, the first session is on the 17th.
All right.
It will go on until the last Sunday of the year. The last Sunday of the year is the last session of the year. And we have plus minus, on average, we have 22 sessions a year.
All right.
Because sometimes you find that, because we don't like skip stick going out of the schedule. You know, if all it's right. every 2 weeks.
Every 2 weeks.
So if that 2 weeks falls wherein there's a big event, we rather not have the session and okay, have it the next lot. So you find that we lose maybe 2 or 3 weekends in a year, but we still try to do more than 20 sessions. So we've been at it since 2012, and I would say since 2012 we haven't missed a lot of Sundays, and we have people that have committed to come in, and we impart the knowledge, we gain a lot. You know, I say when I go to those political school sessions, I end up being the one that gains a lot, because you learn by teaching. You learn by teaching. You see, if you cannot speak out, if you cannot vocalize what your thoughts are, you are as good as like a Bible that's sitting there.
I think that's key.
You need to, yes, for me that's key. It's like you don't know how to sing a song until you can sing it.
That's very true, because I was saying before you arrived, we were communicating with Farida. I don't understand how a person on social media will try and bash you and be hard on you and then say, no, unfollow me because we don't subscribe to the same things. And I mean, are we the generation who only speaks to people that we like? I mean, are we the generation that only communicates with our clique? Where are we? What would you say about that? Maybe to the both of you, what...
I think it's common when you say that we only talk to people who are within our clique. Yeah,
circle.
Because I mean it's Twitter sometimes feels like high school, like a big, big high school, and we have the cliques of Banawa, Basto, to there in the corner,
yeah.
The ones that are unruly,
oh.
Always opposing the principal, the goody two shoes who are like, guys, let's give other people a chance, the ones that are not too sure about themselves, they're at the back, and you'll see that people flock towards the groups they're most comfortable in. And the ones that aren't in groups are the ones that feel like they're always being bashed on. So everything you say that's not with the group is, you must just sit down, because we will ravage you on the timeline.
And it happens. It happens.
In a flash.
Yeah, it does happen a lot, in that people, they look at you, and then they decide how you must be like.
Yes.
They look at you and like, you know, Ghana is a black guy in the DA. So when there's an issue, you find that sometimes I'm busy, you know, like I'm busy doing my own stuff, like I'm painting.
Yeah, you've got a life outside.
I decide not to look at my phone, and then only to look at the phone 4 hours later, like saying, ah, you see. Even black members like Ghana acquired, which means they support this.
No.
So this thing, we see it every time. I mean, every day. Mm. I mean, there's something on Twitter. Mm. Twitter, Penny tomorrow will be over. It will be Angie's turn. Yeah. Tomorrow is Angie's turn. It's metric results. So yep. from 6 o'clock, Penny can rest. Penny can rest. The stress level will be low, and then Angie's stress one will be a bit high. Because people always have something to say. Mm. And on Wednesday, it will be something else. And on Saturday, we know it will be Jacob Zuma. So we know these things. Yeah. You can plan it, and you can anticipate it. But for me, sometimes I wake up, you know, like this morning, I don't have electricity.
All right.
So there's no TV, there's no radio. And like there's Twitter. I know there are always these ones with like, you know, they want to be famous. So they like
to live.
They like taking along. You know, they look and they say, hey, Jimmy Manye, oh, Mzwanele Manye, Jimmy will kill me. Mzwanele Manye. He tweeted something. So let me just take on, you know, let me just attack Ghana because
trying to ride
because Uncle Mzwanele is also there, and then when there's no electricity and I've got nothing much to do, I'm like, all right, let me just entertain them a bit. They don't agree with me. I know they'll never agree with me, but that's interesting. Sometimes I learn a lot from the people who disagree with me. I look back and 3 hours later, I was like, hey, maybe that guy had a point. I will not agree it on Twitter, but he had a point.
Yeah.
Tomorrow, I'm going to handle this matter differently.
Try and deal
because
with
it. Some of the best lessons, we get it from the people who don't agree with us. So if you only interact with those that agree with you, then you are robbing yourself of knowledge.
Then you'll never grow. That's never what I always say. Generally, you'll just never, ever, ever grow.
That's why I talk to the ANC people,
Yes, I like this. In Kaizer Chiefs people and Jomo Cosmos people.
Kaizer Chiefs people, I talk to them as well. They are one of us. I mean, they are our sons. As long as they show respect to their elders, I don't have a problem with it.
I like this. So, guys, in terms of the plan you've got for the year ahead, I know maybe for you, Frida. I mean, we've got a project that we're working on.
Yes.
Are you excited about that?
I am super excited.
Okay, for those of you who might not know, I've been approached for a TV deal that I've requested for Frida to co-host with me. I won't reveal the station as of yet. When the time is right, all will be out. But we will be speaking about current affairs. We're speaking about it in a new light. We're making it relevant to the person on the street. We're making the rand being weak relevant to the person ogokoneni who's got ispaza or the tavern, what it means for them. What it means when we're speaking about we've got elections. Let's not be bribed by this marketing that happens last minute. Don't bring food to my doorstep the day before I must vote for you. Can we be transparent about it throughout the year? We're going to be speaking about issues of that nature, but speaking with it in a twist. We're trying to make it relevant to the person on the ground. So, I mean, I'm sure you've got other plans for the year.
Yes.
Do you want to maybe get into that?
No, I don't want to say anything, man. Yeah, too many. The feds is watching, yo. Feds watching.
Feds watching.
I say none. No, right. I mean, there can be things that I'll put out in social media, but
perfect. I think that's it. And you, Ghana?
Yeah, it's a big year for us. It's an election year. You know, obviously, when we have an election, we have to do a lot of campaigning, you know.
Yes.
Unfortunately, you know, we don't have food to give away, so we don't fall in the category of people who bring food.
But
you know what I say? If they bring food a day before the election, take it, eat it. The following morning, don't vote for them.
I cannot.
You are saying no. So for 2.5 years, there's people. Someone does not remember that he works for social development, and 2 days before the election, say all of a sudden we know that in Mutswale, the informal settlement, there's hunger, then there are trucks, and then there are mili bags. Take that mili and canned fish, eat it on election day. Don't vote for them. So this year I'll be doing a lot of a lot of election work, campaign work, and obviously I'll continue doing my work in Parliament. You know, I'm still learning the ropes in Parliament, so I'll continue my work there. And the political school is continuing, So right. that remains. That's the only constant in my life.
In your life.
Only constant. Political school. Every second Sunday. Doesn't matter where I am. If I'm not there, someone else will run it. And there are one or two interesting projects that I'm studying.
All right.
But it has to do with leadership development and growing the pool of leaders, not only in the DA. There's one that I want to start that it's outside the DA. But
all right.
It's going to be interesting. Maybe I might score an interview with the new show that
you are going to have on TV.
My work must speak for itself.
This is CliffCentral.com.
Yes, guys. So now we're still speaking hashtag young, wild, and free. And we're trying to get into what it actually means. Because a lot of the times people will ask, okay, what does this hashtag mean? How can we relate to it? Young. Young means anyone between the ages of, 16 until, if you're NC Youth League, 35, maybe even 14 yana there or so. Depends who you know. being wild means we're not speaking about going out and clubbing every night and saying to turn up and posting a bill of 35 grand when it's actually not even your receipt. We're not about that life. We're speaking about how we can make money off the things that our parents would predominantly say. You can have a tavern, ekasi, and not be the person who's consuming the most of alcohol, ekasi. You can have a nightclub where you're hosting events, where you're hosting gigs. You can do that. That's the element we're speaking about when we're saying wild and free. Are we economically free? That's a debate for a whole other day. We're not getting into that. But in terms of, are we free in terms of, we can associate. We've spoken now, Farid was saying, how Twitter is a big high school. We've got a lot of bullies on Twitter who, if you don't say what I like or what I subscribe to as well, I'll shoot you down. And I'll ravish you to the dogs and feed you to the dogs. We're speaking about that. So in terms of that hashtag, what does that mean to you? You, Farida?
Like with every bad, there's good, right? And the good people try and balance out the bad. And we like, as much as the bullying goes on Twitter, it's like there are those even in the bully circle who are like, but guys, you know, sometimes let's try and give each other a chance to shine, let's flourish together. You know, I don't know, one day Twitter sometimes wakes up and they're like, kumbaya, guys.
It's all cuddle around the fire.
10 hours later, there are fire emojis and we're like, what's going on? So I think in the sense that hashtag young, wild and free, it describes what we're living in right now. It's very fast paced. It's very current. It's very feisty. It's got a lot of ideas, but we need to channel them in the right direction. And we need to start giving people chances to say what they need to without feeling like they're going to get eaten up. I think.
Fair. Yeah, I think it's a good hashtag. It's a good initiative. And in that, it will get young people to explore and not just do things conventionally. You know, because sometimes you go to school and you expected after school you must go to varsity. Then if you're lucky, you must do an honors. Then go there, start looking for a job, go and work for someone. That's the conventional education system that we have in here. And I think the best people to change it. It's not I consider myself not so young because the constitution that I fought for in the DA says once you are over 30, you are not so young. So
anymore.
We kick you out of the DA youth so that we don't have that problem of of grandparents being leaders of the DA youth.
So we
had to deal with that aspect of it.
Honorable, so please.
No, that was not a direct reference to a certain president of a youth league. I was just saying. But if there is to be a change in how young people view the world, that change will not come from the elderly. You know, it has to come from young people.
Yes.
Obviously, we need to push the boundaries. We must not say that's the defined boundary. That's where it ends. We must be able to push it a bit. And you know, I say if it hasn't been codified as illegal, it's not illegal.
That's very true. That's
but very, many very a times we define these things as, no, you can't do this, it's illegal. So where is it codified?
then they don't ever respond.
If it's not codified as illegal, then it's acceptable until someone says, no, this is too much. But by that time, when they say it's too much, it will be away from the original boundary.
Already. So you have already moved the boundary.
Yes, so even when people wake up and say, oh, we did not think that thing will be one day wrong. They only define it according to the new thing. All the things that you have done before is now accepted behavior.
Mm.
So that's the thing that young people have to do. Maybe if, how many years do I still have? Is it one and a half? Can I be wild a bit? And,
take it and run with it.
All right, I'll do so. Maybe I'll be politically wild a bit this way. Yeah, maybe I'll score that interview.
As long as you remember, when we watch Parliament TV I can see you misbehaving there, I will SMS you.
No, chief, what is happening? It will not be misbehavior.
Oh, okay.
It will be pushing the boundaries.
Pushing the boundaries. I like
because
that.
I will have first checked that, oh, this thing, there's no law against it. So let I can't do that.
There.
Until people go into the rules committee and say, and no, we must deal with that.
Add this on
by that time, the boundaries would have been pushed a bit.
Yeah.
That's the most important thing.
I think that's the most profound thing you've said in the whole interview. Really, wow. Honestly speaking, really? That is
not,
it.
Not my involvement with politics when I was 8 years old.
No. We all have that story.
Yes.
We all have that story of we grew up poor. I've got an aunt that grew up poor. It's okay. We've all got a battle. I'm not trying to say yours is any smaller than mine, but what I'm saying is, you know what? We're all fighters.
But that right there at the end, that was it.
Where you're saying you can always try and push the boundaries, provided it's not quantified anywhere that it's illegal. And I think if we had that mindset, a lot of people would not be doing the conventional things. A lot of people, when they look at me, they think, this guy's 25, he's got 4 businesses or whatever is happening, you're too young to be doing this, this guy did accountancy, you did auditing. You can't be an auditor who's in shorts and white tackies. You can't be an auditor who's not in a suit. Guys, screw that. Actually, I can do whatever it is that I want to do because it's what makes me happy. I think that for me was the pinnacle. Farida, I've asked you to wing a bit of a gurizi for us, a bit of a taste for anyone who hasn't seen the video, whom then I assume is living under a rock. But I mean,
I live under that rock.
Yeah, no.
Come on, man.
I'm going to watch it after this show.
I'm still hurt.
But I just got the permission to be wild now.
You should have done that. You can work for me. Lies. This is why he's in politics.
You have just taken me under the rope.
Smooth operator.
I was just saying it like it is.
All right, Farida.
Yes.
I'm giving you about a minute, maybe at most. If you need that much. For anyone who hasn't heard you, just give us a snip taste and everything else. If anyone would like any more information, officially, I become the person they ask. How's that?
You love this.
I'm riding this wave. Yes.
Okay. So, my name is Tafsing Sidibing. I live in Fosterus. I used to go to, I don't understand your high school name because, you know, I mean, privacy. Then I have a friend, her name is Patient. And Patient and I, we have been best friends for like something like, I don't know, maybe like 2 years. Then we grew up. Then you see, okay. Then we went to varsity together. I wanted to do you draw and can make houses, architecture, that's the one. Okay, then my friend, Patient is studying fashion design. Then we went to this other, oh my gosh, this party was, oh my lord, it was a lot of, everybody was there, couldn't believe it. Then Patient said to me, no, I don't wanna go home. And I said to a girl, no, babes. The taxi, they cannot get finished. Gotta move it. Then she said, no, leave me. Then I said, well, bye, Felicia. Then I left her. Then, you see. So I don't, at the bottom of the story, I don't like to be told you can't do this. Don't come here with all of that attitude. Bad behavior, one side. That's all. So if you wanna talk to me, you know, you can find me on like my Instagram page is @farwafi, not farwafi. Farofai, actually. I even said it wrong. Farofai, not Farwifi, please. I don't know who that girl is. I also, not every day I drink Orisa, but I mean, it's a nice drink, you know. Just to get the, like, the rice down your throat after you're going to have 17 colors. I mean, it's normal. We don't always have to drink water. It's fine. Orisa got many qualities. Give you good hair. The skin glowing. You know, the teeth. Then you're going to get your towel if you drink Orisa. I can guarantee that. That's all. Signing out 2016. Yes, babes.
Guys, this I don't know how she does it. She just, it's like she taps into like a bit of a thing that's in her, and she just whips out these characters, and this is what has made her on the lips of everyone in South Africa. She is at the moment one of the biggest people in terms of Twitter, not in terms of the following, but in terms of the retweet. We've got Casper Nyoves, who's now redone your thing. Yes. After that, how did you feel?
I threw my phone on the wall. I was like, oh my God, Mama, I made it. And my sister's like, yeah, I just played the song. I'm like, no, you idiot. Look! He just did my video. Shout out to my sister. Hey, Fatima. Yeah. So, yeah. It was cool. It was amazing. Amazing.
I like that. So, Ghana, you hadn't had seen any video from her. So, after that, what do you think? Where's your headspace?
I'm scared.
Would you watch then another video
I'm
of hers?
I'm so scared. Yeah.
You know, I do like a bit of comedy. So, but after watching sports, or if there's nothing on TV, I watch, so I record a lot of comedies.
Oh, okay.
So yeah. Like Two and a Half Men, Baker, and all those.
All right.
I sit and I can watch the whole series, like all the episodes. So I think I've got something to watch.
To watch. Okay.
After the show.
Yay!
Oh, that's what we're talking about.
No, she'll say I'll retweet it. to the few hundred followers.
Listen to him being modest. To the few hundred followers he's got, and he's already above 1,000.
I mean.
So maybe they will get to watch it, and they get to
then retweet some more.
Who knows? Maybe she was surprised. Was that guy from Korea who was singing this song that got famous?
Oh, this Gangnam Style.
Oh, yeah, Gangnam
Style. Maybe she will surpass him. I mean, that guy, I mean, like,
he's huge. He's huge. Yeah. But she'll be bigger. Mark my words, she'll be bigger. And I said this earlier, actually.
I'm blessed.
You're next to her.
I'm like, so 30 centimeters from her. 30 centimeters.
I'm done.
I said earlier, and even to her, I said to her, she is going to have the largest 2015 of all time.
Not 2015.
2015 S. Yeah, that's nice. But she's going to be huge. And that's because when we have platforms like this, we are encouraging each other to engage. We're encouraging each other to profile each other. It's not every platform that you'll be in that you need to pay for. That's what we're trying to say. We can work with each other. I can be her stepping stone. It's okay. Mm-hmm. I'm okay to be the step she used to go up and be higher and be larger. But a lot of people don't have that mindset. A lot of people are like, actually, she's not bigger. Let me just speak about her dress. She's wearing blue. Ah, she's DA. Like all these other things where people will be trying
to. Yeah, she's wearing blue and I'm wearing red Paris top. and a BlackBerry.
But for a person who's in the US, who's listening to the podcast, who's now downloaded the podcast, what would you say characterizes what South African youth is at the moment? You afraid of first, and then we'll go through to Ghana.
I think South African youth is very aware, and we're very vocal, and I love that about us. And even though sometimes it seems a bit like out of pocket, it's how youth is. Youth has always been very outspoken, very forthright with their words, and sometimes not even really thinking about it, but the message got carried across. I feel like we're in touch with it. We just need more people to carry like a controlled force forward. Not this, you know. Gonna aim and together. See.
Fair enough. Fair enough. It's Ghana.
Yeah, I think the the current generation of young people, it's quite interesting. I mean, it's a good thing that one is alive during this period.
It's a great time to be alive.
It's a great time to be alive and to be in South Africa and to see all this thing unfold just before your eyes, you know. And, you know, like I say, you can only get the spirit of the youth channeled if they are in the arena.
Yes.
And the young people of South Africa are in the arena.
Mm.
So now that's a good thing, that now you're not only, your battle is not to get them into the arena. It's to say, all right, now that they are in the arena, how do we then channel their energies positively? So they are very much involved. And I think the social media platforms have been very good for the youth of South Africa, in that now there's a platform to connect.
Mm.
You know, now we can connect with everyone. It doesn't matter whether you find yourself under a rock somewhere in
like how you are
at Lefara village. And now on the 4th of January 2016 I've been taken out of a rock. So now I'm going to start engaging in those conversations. So it has been good. People must not make a mistake of thinking that maybe what we see on social media or Facebook, Twitter and all the platforms, it's only people from the urban centers.
Yeah.
I mean, you go to the villages. I'm from a village myself. So this December, you know, everyone, we are not from Joburg. Everyone goes
home. You go back home.
So people talk about things that are happening there. You know, people that you wouldn't think that this person are like,
knows.
You're also aware that I said that thing. Mm. Like, yeah, I follow you. Check. I've been requesting to be a friend on Facebook.
Oh, my.
Because now these platforms have given us an opportunity to connect. So the divide between rural and urban is getting thinner and thinner, and in no time there will be no divide whatsoever. That will just be one youth in the arena, and you know what? Change in this country will come from young people.
Mm-hmm.
I love that because this is then the last thing that I'm asking you before we try and round up the show. In terms of hashtags, what do you see as a hashtag that we must look out for that's coming up? This is now besides Young, Wild and Free. What hashtag do you foresee in this year? So I'm asking you to now sit with this crystal glass and have a look and say, maybe I foresee this, I foresee that.
Yes.
And I promise I'll try not ask you why you're saying that. Yes. Unless if it's eating me up, then I mean, naturally I'm going to step in.
I think generally, just speaking about the people I've interacted with on Twitter, this year's hashtag is going to be glow up. And when I say glow up, I mean you're going to, you know, when you have like a re-up, like when you've come from a bad breakup and then you just fire flames. This year is a glow up for anything in your life.
Wow.
Glow up financially, glow up relationship wise. Hello, everybody. Yes.
I like that. And you're gonna?
Yeah, sure. So the politician in me, because I'm a politician.
It's okay.
You know, the one that I look forward to is that the ANC is falling.
Wow.
Chief, your mic is going to be switched off now.
Honorable.
You see, I did not hide myself. I did not come here as a pirate fan. Yes. I came here as a DA politician. So you cannot switch off my mic for being DA.
Then you'll deal with me.
No.
According.
I'll get my people to deal with you.
Yeah.
Yes, we know you're...
No, it's cool. So, yes.
I think... There's the winds of change are blowing, and with these elections, I think more young people who maybe 3 months back didn't think they will participate, they are going to participate.
Yeah.
Whether that participation, I would like the participation to come to our favor. Whether it will do so, I don't know. But one thing is that after the result of 2016.
Things will be different.
Mm. Yeah, the fall of the ANC. I know Prince Marshall said the ANC will fall and so forth, but I think this year it will be fast tracked, the fall. Yeah, they might not like it because I say it, but it's going to happen. Whether they like it or not, it's going to happen. Mm. So the ANC is going to fall. Mm. The students have started it, and I mean, 2 weeks from now. See, people think now they are worried about the back to school sales. 2 weeks from now, the students have taken a break, and that whole thing around financial exclusion. So I see the first 3 months of this year still being dominated by students. Students are, because 2 weeks from now, the universities start opening up, and registration fees, exclusion, and so forth. And I'm glad that is there, because that's the thing that attracted me to student activism in my second week of university back in 2000, financial exclusion and academic exclusion. Right. So it's, we'll be back on the front pages this year.
Wow. I think for me, as now we try and round up the show, because we've had fun,
yes,
but our time is running out.
I hope I'll get invited again.
Yes.
Fair enough. I'll decide on that, and then if it is on the TV show, then we will decide on that.
Hi.
we'll see how that goes. But I think what I'm taking away from this is that the youth is now in the arena. Exhibit A. We've got Frida, who's, like she's saying, it's blow up. Or do you say glow up?
Glow up.
Glow up,
yes.
Sorry. We are now here. It's time now that we started engaging with each other. Like how you said, Ghana, half the battle has been won. We're now not trying to fight you coming into the arena. We're now all here. Now let's actually start speaking about the same things. Mm. How do we pick a battle? Because I always say the show is centered around youth picking a battle. The baby boomers were the generation that gave life to all the GDPs throughout the world. What will our generation be known for? Mm. Will we be known as a generation that came, tweeted, Instagrammed, and then died?
Mm.
What are we picking? And I'm happy that we're saying we've now picked this struggle of emancipating ourselves, of trying to say this is how we're tired of being hungry. We're tired that the services are for us, an elite few. We are tired of that we've got the same faces on TV. And I mean, I love my girls on TV. They know my homegirls. I love them to bits. But open up space for Abo Farida to arrive and also feel welcomed in this arena this year. There's enough space for everyone. Yes. But for some odd reason, people feel... In my castle, don't come close. Hey, I'll build the gate far away from where the house is, so in case you do come in, you get lost in the garden. We're not about that life. Mm. We were the same people who umakhelwane comes and asks for sawoti from my mom.
Mm.
We were those people. I see now people Ubuntu riding that Ubuntu flag, and I'm like, hey guys, do you actually know what this is like? You can't be telling me Ubuntu, and then next thing I've got like loud noise, then you're calling the cops on me.
Mm.
Ubuntu is that you've got loud noise. Umama Agamakhelwane walks out with that
yes,
a shoe,
yes,
and she comes and beats you up in your house with your mom there even. That yes, is what it is, because you are a child of the community.
Mm.
So I get very angry when people are misquoting things. I'm not saying how I'm viewing it is the right way, but be cognitive of the fact that there's always
other
a
people.
Person who can tell the story better. There's always a person who's been through that much more pain.
And I feel like it's not even a competition about like there's someone bigger and better. Do you be happy with you? Like I won't lie, I've been getting some awesome responses from people. Just be comfortable with who you are and let the rest of the world do the
do
job.
Them. So my marketing manager who does all my marketing and stuff for me, Omandle, he says, you do you, boo.
Yes.
So everything else outside of that, but it. So in one, as we wrap up, one word that describes you, Ugandan, and one word that describes you, Farida, and we'll wrap up.
Oh one my word. Gosh.
Yeah. I'm throwing you.
Oh my gosh.
Passionate.
Real.
Mm. So youth of this world, go out and be passionate and be real in mm-hmm. what you're doing, mm-hmm. because this is the time and this is your fight.
Mm-hmm.
Pick the battle.
Mm-hmm.
We're out.
This is CliffCentral.com.